Blog Talk Radio.
My dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of
Ashtaradio.com, Ashtatv.com, and WeAreAllOne.com. It's such an amazing, amazing time that we're living. Great transformation inside and out. Great changes. Really amazing, positive things happening, even if you don't see them, beloved brothers and sisters. Yes, some great, great the GCR is rolling. There's just a matter of some time before you're gonna hear this great announcement from your leaders all over the world. This is something that is gonna happen first and foremost in America, then in Europe, then all over the world. This is a done deal. Bernie Sanders was making the news this 24th. He blessed us with his presence. It was great to see him again and in the public eye, and just doing his thing, sharing the light and the love, and you know, it's all good in the good. And even though, you know, just remember, brothers and sisters, just as a note, just have it always present, that nothing is as it seems. Nothing. Absolutely nothing is as it seems, okay? Absolutely nothing. So even though you see our brothers, Bernie Sanders, apparently not being part of the race, he's pretty much active, and there's forces behind him that will make that happen. We don't wish anything bad for anybody, but the ones that are not divinely destined to help humanity at this time, they're not gonna be able to do it, you know, to step down. And that may happen for any other contender, you know, besides our brother, beloved Bernie Sanders. So nothing is as it seems. Just have faith. If you know, as I am, I had a 100% faith that our brother Bernie Sanders will become president of the USA, and it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen in my heart, in my reality, and those that are praying for it. You know what I mean? You know, and as well as other progressives that are on his side, on his under his mentorship, and like our brother Tim Canova, even though we invited him, he had a busy schedule, but we understand, and we send them a light and love, wishing well in this upcoming election. I believe it's August 30th, so we wish him well, and you can check him out, help him out, just on Facebook. Just Facebook, look for him on his page, and on online as well. Think I know about that. Come, even though we totally like to support. I know he was a little disappointed that our brother Bernie Sanders didn't make it for his race, for his campaign, but you know, he had his reasons. You know what I mean? He had his reasons. There is you know, forces working, you know, behind the scenes, you know, that we don't see, and there is a time for you know, for everything and for everybody to step up and do what is right for humanity. We're gonna share a press release slash channeling that it was shared by your brother here, you know, present. And but first, let's hear a little bit of our brother, you know, Tim Canova, that that is all about this is something via Viva Bernie 2016. So check him out.
Everybody is about to hear So we're getting it live. So please share this live stream with everybody. Saying hi to everyone. I'd like to address the volunteers. He's talking to everybody, thanking them for their hard work. And he will also be with us talking to us about how you guys at home can help us with this campaign. We need everybody helping us. We need all hands on deck. So stay tuned. He's about to go live. Oh! at the party where we're going to, of course, celebrate your win. So thank you so much for taking the time. It's my pleasure.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
All right, bye.
M is one of us, so we got to go out there and call. We got to go out there and canvas. I can't stress this enough. And I appreciate all the support that we got yesterday from yesterday's stream. It was fantastic to see everybody logging on and you know, telling us that you're donating, but we really need phone banking, and we really need to do these phone banking purchases. You guys can create little events on Facebook to get all your friends from, you know, to your house tonight and just do phone banking for him. If you did it for Bernie, it's almost exactly the same. And you guys met probably yesterday on yesterday's live stream. He is on that page giving you a tutorial on how to do it. And as you saw, probably the very sharp guy. He can tell you exactly how to get it done so you can help this company. We have 4 days left, guys. 4 days left to get rid of every Wall Street show. And we are ground zero for it. And we need coming in. And for staying strong, we have to stay together. And we have to unite. And I know that thanks to technology, we're able to do that in a way that we're never able to do so before. So let's use that for our advantage. Let's connect through the web and do whatever we can. Thank you for all the love, the light. And I'm just going to show you a little bit more of the energy of the room that there. You can get inspired. These are foot soldiers, too. So I'm going to get along by the arm.
So thank you to Viva Bernie, you know, 2016 page, and for their great coverage on this team. Hopefully we get team soon. I'd like to share a message coming from the Our Revolution. They said that one of the great challenges ahead of us is defeating, you know, the disastrous Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, you know, the so-called TPP. We will have a very, very narrow window to do so in lame duck sessions in Congress. So while we may make progress in the campaign to defeat the TPP, but we must continue to mobilize. Here's what we believe is happening and what we need to do to defeat the TPP. So the good news is that Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell just said that he doesn't want to vote on TPP this year. And Secretary, you know, Hillary Clinton has also said that TPP should not come up for vote in this Congress. I hope it doesn't flip-flop like usually does. The bad news is that Wall Street, corporate America, and their representatives in Congress will try to pass this bad trade deal after the election anyway. So as Bernie Sanders has said consistently, the TPP will expand to 12 other nations. The same trade policy that have already cost millions of jobs and shattered tens of thousands of factories across the United States of America. And make no mistake, if TPP passes, it will further hurt consumers and cost American jobs that you would not believe, okay? Like you've never seen before in America. You don't want this to happen. Please, do drop whatever you do. Do this as a part-time job, guys. We need you to work on this. This is to save America and to save humanity, literally. It's like TPP will literally give away all the resources, all the countries to the corporations, to the multinationals, just like our brother Bernie Sanders has been saying. You know, these multinationals control the world and control everything, and this is time to take the power from them and to give it to the people, okay? So we expect that as early as the middle of September, the White House will start the process to fast-track the TPP. From that point, it is likely that Congress must vote within 90 days. This is our chance to make our voices heard, guys. Do something to save your vote, your own blood, your own family, your own children, your own brothers and sisters, your own mothers, and your fathers, and your grandparents. Do it. Do it for in the name of, you know, of humanity. And, you know, for the love of God, say that you want to stop the TPP at your name and help defeat this disastrous trade deal, okay? You can check out, you know, our website, ashtarradio.com. Ashtar is ashtarradio.com. Please help us also, you know, donate our cause to continue this radio show, you know, with obviously have expenses on a daily basis. We're dedicated to this job, to awakening you, to help you. Also help me, help you if you, you know, need to you know, awaken yourself, awaken a brother or sister, a relative, a husband or wife, brother or sister. I'm here to help you. Just help me help you. Help me help you. Just help us. We're making a film also. We're making two films. And we already made one excellent film. You can watch it if you go to AstaRadio.com or AstaTV.com. You can pay, donate $11 or more, and I make sure to send you the link so you can watch it. You can watch our first film. It's called Crave. It's an amazing film shot in the sacred Sedona, Arizona, and the Windy City. Amazing, you know, film to help heal from deep trauma, from sexual molestation. It's a true story. There are two different true stories. So you're welcome to watch this film. Go to AstaRadio.com or AstaTV.com and just donate $11 or more, and you get the link to watch the film. So continuing about the TPP follows in the footsteps of other unfair free trade agreements, you know, like the so-called NAFTA and CAFTA. You know, the last president, you know, Clinton, he signed it. He signed it, you know, it's like, it literally was the beginning of losing all the great American jobs. Thanks to Bill Clinton. So if you want to, you know, elect another Clinton, you will be, you know, completely wrong. You know, it's absolutely a bad decision. It's a bad mistake because they already, that's what he did right at the beginning when he became, you know, president. Bill Clinton, he signed NAFTA, and that was the beginning of all the great American jobs lost to all these outsourcing, you know, companies looking for the cheaper labor, you know, paying on the cents, you know, for people, it's slavery, literally slavery jobs, hiring, you know, slavering children even, you know what I mean, for corporations that have no heart, no soul, they only care is about money, okay, and they're literally controlled from, you know, a bigger, you know, puppet masters. We'll talk about it later. But anyway, make no mistake, if TPP passes, it will further, you know, hurt all the consumers' costs and jobs, and we expect that as easy as the middle of September, you know, the White House will start the process on this fast track of TPP. So we have time, guys. Please, pay not to TPP, whatever you can, sign a petition. You know, go to our revolution.com, I believe. And they're working hard on that. I hope, even though I'm not also trusting too much of the directive, this guy Jeff Weaver, I don't agree with why, you know, 13 of the top, you know, staffers, you know, resigned when he became the president of the organization. According to one of the workers, he said that make sure that put this not-for-profit on 504 or something like that, where you're not able to, they cannot help other, you know, politicians. They cannot mobilize people. It was a very, very tricky, you know, and the Clinton might be behind it. I don't doubt it, you know, because these people have hands everywhere. But anyway, regarding to the, in the past 25 years, okay, nearly 60,000 manufacturing plants in this country have been shut down. And we have lost almost 5 million decent paying manufacturing jobs, okay, thanks to NAFTA, thanks to Bill Clinton, okay. So NAFTA alone led to the loss of almost 750,000 jobs, okay. The permanent normalized trade agreement with China cost America four times that number, almost 3 million jobs. And these agreements are not the only reason why manufacturing in the United States of America has declined, but they are important factors. The TPP will also give multinational corporations the ability to challenge laws passed in the United States that could negatively impact their expected future profit. Can you believe that? Take, for example, TransCanada suing the U.S. for $15 billion due to their lost profit from President Obama's decision to stop the Keystone Pipeline. Can you believe that? How horrible is that? Some multinationals can do that and they don't care about the people. When people are looking in Louisiana, there's people still underwater, flooding. In Louisiana, they're not getting the help that they need. And the other hand, all these multinationals are getting billions and trillions with a T, trillions of dollars lost, you know, in the bureaucratic. Recently, they lost over $6.5 trillion. They don't know where they went. $6.5 trillion with a T, guys. $6.5 trillion lost, okay? They don't know where they went. Care for the people, they cannot pay for Social Security. I mean, come on. Stop the corruption already. Care about your brothers and sisters, you know? It's okay for you to get good, you know, paying jobs, but don't be so greedy to take everything and leave people with nothing. That's not fair. That's not having a soul and being, you know, evil, okay? So, you know, for instance, the Vattenfall and Swedish Energy Company has used this process to sue Germany for $5 billion, with a B, $5 billion over its decision to phase out nuclear power, okay? So, should the people of Germany have the right to make energy choices on their own, or should these decisions be left in the hands of an unelected international tribunal? You tell me. So we face the same threats here at home in the U.S. We keep virtually every major union and environmental organization in the U.S. is against the deal. Because they know if they do, they will lose their job. They might be replaced by robots or replaced by somebody on the other side of the world or somewhere in Africa or in India, or they will pay them, you know, 5 cents an hour. You know what I mean? Literally. These people are slavery. That's their job. They do slavery, you know, literally, okay? Major religious groups are as well, because they know what it could mean for some of the poorest people on the planet. If we are going to defeat the TPP, all of us need to be involved in not just showing our opposition to this trade deal and, you know, and going back to our lives, going back to play Facebook, going back to play, you know, your Pokemon, you know what I mean? This is the fight of your life, the fight of your children, the fight of our, you know, survival, literally. These people are literally, you know, trying to depopulate the planet, literally, from 7 billion to 500 million. Just Google this and you see what they have planned. It's inscripted in 5 languages on rock, okay? But their plan is to depopulate the world, okay? And so if you want to stop that, you'll be actively working to defeat it by getting organized, okay? That is why we are asking you today, say that you stand with Bernie Sanders in opposition to the TPP and will do whatever it takes to defeat it. Thank you for standing up to TPP, and let's do this, everything we can do to make sure it is defeated. In solidarity, signed by Larry Cohen, coming to chair our revolution. Read more, watch, feel, help us continue as we reach out at weareallone.com. It's W-E-R, just one R, no A-R-E, it's just W-E-R, like Robert, A like Apple, L like Lola, L like Lola, O like Oscar, and like Nancy, E like Eva. We are in what are L1.com or #TV.com. It's like Hello, T like Tom, A like Apple, R like Robert, then T like Television, V like Victory.com, #TV.com or #Radio.com. Okay? So that is what happened. Now, if we got stuck, I know and I feel, this is your, you know, brother that I started speaking, that there is some great things happening, okay? And this is one of them. Breaking news. Bernie Sanders, guys, will be president of the United States of America. I saw it, and I feel it very deeply with my divine heart. HRC will be up soon for multiple reasons, including the Clinton Foundation props, crimes, and her health, okay? It is understandable that you are asking how it is possible for Bernie Sanders to become U.S. next president. Well, please make this viral. First of all, pass this video. Share it to all your friends and family, to good people, only good people, to the bad people, forget about. Thank you in advance for your 2 cents to make this a reality for all. Okay, this is how we're going to make it happen. The last message didn't enumerate the scenarios. The Earth's monitors in Nirvana are keeping an eye on, because we are waiting to tell you that only with significance, the one that has gained unstoppable momentum is Bernie Sanders has. That's the one who has all the energy of light and love. He's the one. Therefore, we should tell you that the various possibilities that affect Sanders and the two major parties' nominees, energy around other contenders, is too weak to materialize. Streamers with development potential, so the other contenders are in negative. It is very important for the collective consciousness to continue visualizing that Bernie Sanders already won as the new president of the United States of America. Period. Believe it to leave it. With all your heart, visualize it daily. Join me every day, 11:11 a.m. and 11:11 p.m. your local time daily. You are the temple. Your local time. Please do it every single day from now on to help materialize these guys. Please. The higher self of most humanity, the collective consciousness wishes for Bernie Sanders to become part of, okay? He is destined to become the next U.S. president by the Ascended Masters and the creator of all that is. Therefore, we'll make that happen no matter what. However, they need your help to believe it so you can leave it. The universe constant balancing acts provides ways to resolve the blockage in the fields, and that is what's happening here. The preponderance of energy generated around Sanders is positive, even though he's not a presidential nominee. The energy generated around Trump and Clinton are nominees predominantly negative, and dark, okay? The overall energy is that investment which comprises the thoughts and feelings of the populace, produce countless streamers, and they are not good for the people. They are not good for humanity. The only one that is good for humanity is Bernie Sanders, period. That's it. Okay? And there's the only one who has chance. I know, you know, Jill Stemmer, she's good, but she doesn't have divine, she's not divinely chosen by the consciousness, the collective consciousness that is happening, guys. Okay? So that is the deal. So there is also a message from the Guardian. The Guardians that are telling us that are here, and they're ready to help humanity, big time. The Guardians, that they survived from many, thousands and millions of years. They have helped different, if you want to read the whole message, you know, go to #radio.com. Thank you to our brothers, you know, and sisters, and to all this world, the channel. You see, we are the Guardians. They're here to speak of what is to come and about what is transpired in the past. We have all been with all of you, and you have been with us in many different times and places. Most of you know that you don't hail from this planet, but from systems far, far, far away. I know in this moment changes are coming fast and what you call furious, and there are so many things that are happening now behind the scenes, but it was not always this way. A long, long time ago, far beyond what your consciousness point can understand, we were, we existed. We traveled from systems to systems to bring new understanding, the new consciousness, and wherever there would be a consciousness leap, we were there. Many times we have done exactly that, and we have moved and traveled and been in so many places. Here, we are now back with you again, and we were here with this planet long, long ago. We have returned. So just as in Nagata and the inner earth have been waiting, we are here now. We are here to bring in this new age, the new dispensation, to assist you and guide you. But the guidance only come a few moments before a major shift occurs. A few of us have been here a while speaking to various sources, but the majority of us have not been here. Now we are, and times are rapidly changing. As you know, as Lord Sananda, Jesus Christ has said, nothing can be stopped at this point. Tsunamis of light, tsunamis of love in every light line and in every heart and in every soul, and for all the darks to be gone, I agree and declare, so be it. All has been arranged. All has been orchestrated. Everything is going exactly according to the divine plan, and maybe not your plan, to the greater plan, the divine plan, because it is a divine plan, because it is the creator source. It cannot be wrong. It cannot be altered. It is certainly not in error in any way. It's all that is meant to be and be should be. This greater plan has been in the works for a long, long time, and it is only now when all of these various things are happening, okay? All the changes are happening to materialize in front of you, and it's only now that much is about to shift. So there is, if you want to get the whole message, make sure to message me, give me a donation, $11 or more, to receive the whole ebook. Every month, I'm going to have an ebook / newsletter that you can enjoy, you know, with a bunch of videos and all kinds of important information that can help your awakening, your understanding of what's really happening, beloved brother and sister. This is a really incredible time that we're living, and there's nothing but surprises. And good surprise, enjoy the ride, because, you know, at this time, if we freak out, the energies will be affected by major electromagnetic energies. That's why we have the brothers, our sisters, the blue aliens, you know, all around the sun, all around the solar system, all around, just buffering these incredible energies. You can sign up in our group for the Blue Aliens. It's at facebook.com/groups/ Blue Aliens, okay? As well as the Bernie Sanders group is facebook.com/groups/ Bernie News. So we're here to help life. We're here, you know, to share. Hopefully we're going to have our brother Michi, very shortly sharing some of, if we're not able to catch him, you know, today, hopefully he'll be here, you know, in our radio show for the next time we can fully interview him. He wants to talk about his wonderful land that he has, you know, to offer, you know, to the community, to the people. It's what is called a platy, you know, in case that this country doesn't work out. There's, you know, there's other places to go to. Hopefully it will be just for vacation, because we're going to make it work. There's nothing but good news happening. There's nothing here. Everything is absolutely wonderful. I am your brother Ashtar at your service. Just in human form, I am all light, all love, and I'm here to help. I'm here to help. I'm a good soul, and I'm a good person, and I'm here to, you know, to guide you, you know, take you by the hand and tell you what's going on, you know, take you by the hand and walk you, you know, to the way that you're supposed to be feeling better, you know, going higher, you know, activating your chakras, understanding, you know, what's going on. You know, nothing is as it seems. Nothing is as it seems, brother and sister. You know, everything that you ever knew is not even as it is. You know, we're living some incredible times that things are completely crazy, if you will. But believe me, the light already won, okay? Ashtar Sheran. Sheran, Sheran, Ashtar. Call on my beloved I am, and I ask you to do the same. Call on your beloved I am. We all have a higher self. My higher self, my beloved I am, Ashtar. You know, my beloved I am, Galactic Commander Ashtar Sheran, from the higher, you know, dimensions. That is here also in my higher aspect of myself, you know, to help humanity. And that's, and as well as every single one of yours. Every single one of you is here, you know, to help humanity. And and this is I apologize for my brother, you know, Michai, that if he's waiting, you know, waiting for me, I'm trying to get to him from one place to another, and I'm not able to get to him yet, but hopefully, you know, shortly we will be connecting with our body major to send, you know, tell us all about his poetry and all that good stuff. But I'm telling you guys, the beloved Ayan Colon, my beloved Ayan, you know, I have two major energies of light and love. And this energy, my beloved Ashtar Sheran, as well as my beloved Archangel Michael. You know, they are in me, they are, and it's all me, and it's they are with me, and I am them, and they are me. So that's what they tell me, you know, to say and to believe. Because the same way that I am you and you are me, because that's what Namaste means. That's what we were saying, burn us there, you know, because I am, you know, the burning in me recognizes the burning in you. You know what I mean? And that that same happened. Well, I call, I'm checking, and our brother, Major, didn't show up. Well, it's okay, you know, he had other things to do. But, you know, I'm just glad that everything is working out. I'm just telling you that all is well, all is getting better. I have nothing but positive messages for you guys. Nothing but positive and, you know, good news. Even though there is some things that, you know, there's politics are, you know, they're saying that there's you can hear it here from this brother. His name is Barry, very Barry Satoro. He has this interesting theory that you can you know, hear it for yourself. Like before we end our radio show, we thank everyone for listening. You know, I can take you. You know, so check it out.
KKK leader, abandoning Navy SEALs in Benghazi to die at the hands of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, whoever she gave all those finger missiles to. But today, her psycho-mental problems are on display. Watch. Her psychosis is finally broken into the open. Everyone said Hillary is certifiably nuts. Watch this. Is elongated bathroom break in the middle of a televised debate, which is tied itself with a flare up of problems from her brain injury.
And do we believe Secretary Clinton will be coming around the corner any minute?
Reports that she can barely stand up after giving a speech. So Hillary's coming apart. They're having to literally hold her up during speeches, the rare speeches and appearances. She did a fundraiser in L.A. Went out there. What did she find? These signs. Somebody went around and posted hospital this way signs in front of all the hospitals. So Hillary, notice the ILL is red because Hillary is very ill. She has mental illness. She has brain damage. Procedures are getting dementia. Here's another sign out by the Steven Spielberg medical wing here. Now, she's got Dr. Frankenstein. There he is dragging Hillary up the stairs. Why do I call him Dr. Frankenstein? Because he's got to keep this thing alive until Election Day. George Soros and the rest of the globalists need Hillary alive on Election Day. They can't run a dead body. So, you got, there's the Doc Frankenstein. If you want to know who he is, where he comes from, what he specializes in, there's my video. Go see it. Hillary's seizure doctor drugs her for